Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, sharing notes with his lawyers as he listens to testimony pouring from the witness stand. Our Nicole Parton, keeping an eye on the courtroom. Nicole?
The ex-personal assistant of Sean Diddy Combs returned to the witness stand on Friday, just one day after her initial testimony detailing the abuse she claims to have endured from the rap mogul who is currently on trial. During this session, defense attorneys aim to challenge her allegations of abuse and rape. For more, here's Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Mia, who is testifying under a pseudonym, is a former director of development and acquisitions for Revolt Films and assistant to Sean Combs, who she mainly refers to as Puff or PD. Mia's fear is quite plain as she sits across the room from her former boss. Mia is hunched over as she walks to and from the stand, barely looks up from her lap while she answers questions, and speaks very quietly, sometimes not much louder than a whisper.
Attorney Brian Steele sifted through years of Mia's social media activity, attempting to argue that her previous post contradicted the emotional testimony she provided on Thursday and Friday regarding her time working for Combs. Mia recounted to the jury that Combs had threatened her over the years, hurling objects at her, sexually assaulting her multiple times, including an incident where she was raped while she slept at his residence in Los Angeles. In an effort to cast doubt on her credibility, Steele highlighted a number of positive social media messages Mia had posted about Diddy, suggesting that her feelings toward him were inconsistent with her testimony. Quote, "Thank you for being the good kind of crazy," she had written on one of his birthdays, and quote, "Thank you for being a friend and bringing friends into my life." Although Mia acknowledged the authenticity of those earlier posts, she refuted the defense's attempt to undermine her account. She said, quote, "What I wrote is a result of psychological abuse," she explained to the jury, clarifying why she had previously shared positive sentiments about Diddy. As the third week of the trial in Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering case concluded, Mia stood as a crucial witness for the prosecution. Combs has entered a plea of not guilty and denies all allegations of sexual assault. In response to days of testimony from various witnesses detailing his reported violent behavior, sexual misconduct, and drug use, Combs' legal team contends that while he may have engaged in other illegal activities, he is innocent of the felony charges currently against him in the Manhattan court. If found guilty on all counts, he faces the possibility of life in prison. Nancy, Steele's cross-examination of Mia will continue today, and we will hear from Intercontinental Hotel Security Supervisor Eddie Garcia, who will testify under immunity, the hotel custodian, and two men named Enrique Santos and Frank Piazza will also take the stand.
Thanks, Nicole.
For more on the trial of Sean Diddy Combs and other breaking crime news, watch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Merit TV, Monday through Friday, 6 and 9 p.m. Eastern. Check your local listings for channel assignment. And subscribe to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcasting app. More crime and justice news after this. And now to Florida, where a woman has been charged in connection with the death of her 6-year-old son, who she reportedly claimed she was attempting to exorcise demons from. Authorities responded to the home of Rhonda Paulinice and her son Ramil Pierre in Fort Pierce around 10 a.m. on Friday for a welfare check for the child, a student at Samuel Gaines Academy. He had not been in class for 2 weeks. A school resource officer expressed concern for the boy's well-being. When deputies arrived, Paulinice, 41, was outside and led officers inside the home, where they found the child dead on his bed. According to Sheriff Richard Del Toro, investigators believe Ramil passed away on May 18, although an autopsy is pending to determine the exact cause of death. Del Toro indicated that Paulinice, the primary suspect in the case, informed investigators that she had performed an exorcism on her son, although specific details were unclear.
What we did learn in speaking with the mother is she believed she was being told by God to basically exorcise demons out of the child's body. And when the child had stopped moving and basically passed away, at that point she felt the child had been released of those demons. and was waiting for him to basically come back.
On May 30, Pauly Nice was taken into custody and is currently facing charges of second-degree murder and failure to report a death. She is being held on a $150,000 bond. And now to Minnesota, where police need your help in locating missing Jordan Collins Jr. We suspect that he did not leave voluntarily, and we are deeply concerned about what may have happened. This statement was made by the Anoka County Sheriff Brad Wise during a press briefing concerning the case of the missing Minnesota teenager, Jordan Collins Jr., also known as Manny, was last spotted on May 8 in the vicinity of the 4900 block of University Avenue Northeast in Columbia Heights. Since his disappearance, there has been no activity on his phone or social media, according to officials. Law enforcement have organized extensive searches in local parks and around the area of 49th Avenue Northeast and University Avenue Northwest. Manny is described as standing 5'8", weighing about 140 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. At the time of his disappearance, he was wearing a white ribbed tank top and red and black plaid pants. Anyone with information concerning Manny's whereabouts is encouraged to reach out to the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension Resource Line at 1-877-966-6222.
Thanks, Nicole. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.